Mobile.
For CTW, N4ZLK, good afternoon.
This is Tyler over here. I'm Mobile in Greer right now. How you doing?
Tyler, this is Shane over here. I'm Mobile in, where am I? Somewhere near Berea. Just doing the same thing every day. Doing a little bit of work. What are you doing today?
I'm headed over to look at a job over in Greenville on Mills Avenue right now. I'm going to try to get some lunch on the way. And I just got a new mobile in my work truck here. Last night I was trying it out. It's a VRN7500. It's a headless transceiver. It hooks up to your cell phone and you control it through an app.
Making a turn here. Well, it sounds good. I know technology is going in all kinds of directions. I didn't even realize they had that.
Looking around, I can't really mount anything permanently here in the work truck, and so I was looking for something I could kind of hide away in the console and kind of pull out when I needed it, but I found this, and I can keep it completely shut up in the console. I've got the speaker mic that just comes out, sits right here in my cup holder, and I can either run it through that, or I actually can plug it into my auxiliary in that console and run the audio through my speakers in my truck. And it seems pretty good. I can change channels and change volume and everything on the mic, so I don't even really have to use the phone most of the time. But if I want to, I can pull that up and, you know, change frequencies and change modes, all that stuff on the phone.
Have to be opened in order to use the radio?
Radio without the app open. Like I said, you have some basic controls on the speaker mic for changing volume and changing in your pre-programmed, like, channels for your repeaters and that kind of thing. Really, you only need the phone to, like, enter new channels, change, like, whether it's dual watch, change the power if you want to change from the pre-programmed output power on a channel to, like, it's got low, medium, and high. I think it's, like, 10 watt, 20 watt, and 50 watt on high. But I usually just, I put all the repeaters on 20 watts. That seems to be more than enough to hit them. And then I've got my Simplex channel on 50.
Good. What's the, who manufactures that? And I guess you still have to have the DC power to it. And, of course, the antenna, the coax. So who manufactures that?
Company called VGC. It's not anybody I've seen a whole lot other than this from. It's another one of the, Chinese radios, of which there's a whole bunch of them that have come in now. And some of them are pretty good. They're not all quite like, the Baofeng. So far I've been impressed with this one. I've only been using it, today. It's really convenient to have nothing but my speaker mic sticking up out of my center console.
Sounds really good. Your signal is excellent. Your audio is amazing. So sounds great. I guess the phone is Bluetooth to the radio. Is that how it works?
Using the speaker mic that's attached directly to the radio, the hand mic, you can set it up either through your phone car audio for your Bluetooth or like a Bluetooth headset. I haven't done that yet. Right now, I'm just going back and forth between using the speaker mic, and then I can also shift my audio over, my audio out coming from, instead of the speaker mic, I can have it go through the car's, like, stereo system. I haven't set up direct to, like, the hands-free system in the car yet. I've still got to work on that.
What I was meaning was, like you said, when you pull your app up to program a new frequency, do you have a auxiliary cord, or is it Bluetooth to control that?
Yeah, it's just Bluetooth from the phone to the radio. I think it said the radio can support up to, like, 3 or 4 Bluetooth connections to different devices at the same time. So you just pull the phone up, open it, and automatically, once you pair it one time, it automatically just pairs back up to it immediately.
And I learned something today. It doesn't surprise me that there's those kind of things are out there. I've just never looked. So, and it sounds great, like I said. All right, Tyler, I'm backing into a dock, so I need to get off and pay attention. Enjoy talking to you. Glad to meet you. I think it's W4CTWN4ZLK.
W4CTW, good talking to you today, too. Hope I'll hear you again a little on down the way. 7-3, and I'll still be here mobile and monitoring.
ZLK.